Rishus Rosh Hashiva, Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Ayin Sif Dal of the bottom of page 207, moving on to page 208. We're up to Simon. We're in the middle of Simon Ayin. We are discussing who is Potter from Kriyat Shema. Yesterday we talked about Nashim, Ketanim, and the Besula, who calls it the Besula at the beginning of the first night of marriage. Now, Sif Dal and Hey, we're going to talk about two different cases over here, two very different types of cases. And that is one. The first one we're going to talk about is someone who's Osek B'Tzarchi Rabbi. So it's Osek B'Tzarchi Rabim. So we're going to bring that over here. He's going to be Potter from Kriyat Shema. The question is, what is the tour over here? So the tour doesn't even bring down this din over here. We discuss Osek Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah later on. Over here, the Beis Yosef says this is a different tour. This is someone who's, it's like he is Osek B'Talmud Torah D'Rabim. Someone who's Osek B'Tzarchi Tzibur, he's like he's doing Talmud Torah D'Rabim, and therefore he's going to be Potter from Kriyat Shema. Others disagree. Others say that this is just a regular case of Osek B'Mitzah, Potter B'Mitzah. I'm not even sure that that many nafkamina is whether what is the reason of the Ptor, but that is what is the source of the Ptor according to Rov Achronim, and that is what the Mishnah Berurah paskens over here in Sif Katan Ted Zayin. You look over here in Sif Katan Ted Zayin, but Tzarchi Rabim means in Myri Shein Shami Shishtadel Elohu. We're talking about a case where there's no one else who could do this Tzarchi Rabim. We'll leave the Shulchan Aruch in 1 second. We'll look Kach Eino Posek. Okay, and therefore he does not have to stop in the middle of his Tzarchi Rabim to go ahead and recreate Shema. The Osek B'Mitzvah, because he's Osek B'Mitzvah, we have a Osek B'Mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. Vafilu imu Osek Rak Batzalos Mamonim, even if his Mitzvah Tzarchi Rabim is saving people's money, that is still considered Osek B'Tzarchi Rabim, and he would still be Potter Mikreat Shema. Let's see now the Shulchan Aruch inside. Hay Osek B'Tzarchi Rabim, someone who's Osek B'Tzarchi Rabim, V'Igia Zman Kreat Shema, and then comes Zman Kreat Shema. Lo Yasik, it does not stop in the middle of his Tzarchi Rabim, Ela Yigmor Iskeyam V'Yikra, Inishar Eis Likra. So he should finish off whatever he's doing for the Rabim, and then whenever he's done, if it's still Zman Kriyat Shema, I'll read Kriyat Shema. If he's missed Zman Kriyat Shema, so he missed Zman Kriyat Shema, and that's okay, because he was Osek B'Mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. Now, if you're Medayik from the Mechaber over here, it sounds like over here we're talking about someone who is Osek in the Tzarchi Rabim before even Zman Kriyat Shema came in. Right? Only afterwards Zman Kriyat Shema. But if Kriyat Shema came in previously, then it might be problematic. The Mishnah Berurah starts like this in Sif Katan Yud Zayin. He says, Mashma Mizeh, Dim Hitchil B'Isser, Achar Sheyegi Azman, Tzarech Lazik. If he starts doing his Osek the Tzarechi Rabim after Zman Kriyat Shema already started, he should have said Kriyat Shema right then, before he started doing the Tzarechi Rabim. It's Mashma from over here. He would have to stop in the middle of Tzarechi Rabim and go ahead and read Kriyat Shema. Nevertheless, it says, V'ayin B'Prima Gadim, how we're looking at the Prima Gadim, Shema Tzadi D'Bechol Gadim Tzarech Lazik. L'maisa, yes, he should have made sure to write Kriyat Shema beforehand. But once he starts the Osek with Tzarchi Rabim, he is Osek B'Mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah, and he does not have to stop in the middle of his. Once you're Osek in one Melech Shemaim, who's to say what takes priority? Once you're Osek in Mitzvah, we hold you are going to be Potter Min HaMitzvah. Now, over here, in terms of the, this is a halacha that we have in all cases of mitzvah. We're talking about over here the mitzvah Kriyat Shema, which, according to many opinions, is the first pasuk of the Daraisa part. You say, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad, Mei Baruch Shem Kavod Machzor Olam V'Ed. You're already Yotze, your Daraisa, according to many posts. Therefore, in most cases, you're also with Tzarech Rabim to pause for 1 second and say, Shema Yisrael wouldn't be a great terechos. Therefore, the Shabur does point out over here, in Siv Katan Yud Ches, he says, Lo Yasik, Vim Yochol Lahasik Li Kriyat Shema, Vi Akar Kach Lachzor Ve Ligwar Tzarech Yitzir Below Torach, Yasik, the halacha is, based on the Ran, in Masechet Sukkah, over there, the Ran writes over there, if you could finish the mitzvah without a Torach, you could do both mitzvahs without having to be mafriya in your Tzarech Rabim, then you should go ahead and do that. So most likely amongst the 3 hours of Zman Kriyat Shema, you can find 3 seconds to say Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad in order to be Yotzei. Well, this, if you can, your mamish Osek Tzarchi Rabim, you're doing Hatzalos Nefashos. I don't know, you're on Hatzalah duty and your mamish Osek Tzarchi Rabim. You'll be putter the whole time. As Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul points out over here, he's talking about a little bit different of a case over here, but you get the idea over here. Look inside the Ramasa Lahasik. He's already talking about also Tefillah and other things like this. He says, Rofim Anche Bitachon Kodoma. If you're a doctor, or you are some type of police officer, or army, whatever it might be, Shayu Asukim Ad Karav Lishkian, you're Osek in what you're doing, and it got close to Shkia time, V'yeshlam Hasak, and now you have a break. They give you an hour break right before Shkia. And then you're going to have to go back to work, you're going to have to go back to your night shift of being a doctor, or army, or policeman, whatever it might be. If he's falling in his head, he's got to fall and go to sleep right now. And technically, he can go ahead and daven right now, but on their hand, he has to take a nap. Says Rabbi, if they need to take a nap in order to continue their melechet shemayim, they're allowed to go ahead and take a nap, and then not to have a mincha. They would not even have to do hashlama at tefillas ha'arvis. He doesn't have to tashlumin at mariv, because when a mincha came, he was osek b'melechet shemayim. He was osek mitzvah pater min a mitzvah, where he is going to pater legal. So that is the psak over here. What Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal is talking about over here is someone who was osek the whole zman in Hilchos, osek mitzvah, pater mitzvah. We'll see later on. If there was a zman where he was not osek mitzvah and he could have done his chiyuv at that point, so even if afterwards he was osek mitzvah, pater mitzvah, since he had a zman that he was panui that he could have daven, even though right now he's not allowed to daven because he's osek mitzvah, pater mitzvah, then he would do tush tashlumen. Only if the whole zman of Shachris, or Mincha, or Marv, whatever it might be, was Osik Mitzvah, Pater Min Mitzvah, and he was not able to daven, then he would not have to go ahead and do Tashlumin. Okay, so that is the din over here. Now, the Bir Halacha does talk about over here. There's a couple of Bir Halachas. There's one in Hilchos Sukkah, there's one in Hilchos Tefillin. This is also over here. When you talk about Osik Mitzvah, Pater Min Mitzvah, and all these different places in Shulchan Aruch, the question is, what if one is being paid to be Osik Mitzvah? He's doing something that is Osik Mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah, but he's being paid to do that. Do we still say osek mitzvah pater min mitzvah? And generally, the maskana of the Bir Halacha, a little bit of a steer in the different places, but the maskana seems to be like he says over here. The Bir Halacha points out at the end of Dibur Amaschil. The Dibur Amaschil hay osek b'tzarchi rabim. If you go on page 208, he says like this: Uli Olam, top line. If he's getting paid, we know that he's a doctor because he wants to make a lot of money. He's not a doctor because he cares about people. He's a doctor because he wants to make money. So yesh la'ayin harbe l'fiyah maganavin esali mikri osik mitzvah li'patah mikriyat shema. Then we would say osik mitzvah over here, or someone who is doing something that's a good thing in general, but he's doing it because of the money. Maybe if he's the only doctor available, there's no one else who could do what he's doing, he would still say osek mitzvah. However, very important, says, if you look at Simin Laman Ches in the Bir Halacha over there, which is generally, this is the general case of Bir Halacha, most people, even if they're getting paid for it, even maybe their Iker Kavanah is being paid for it, but they still also are happy that they're saving people's lives. They're still doing it also because they like what they're doing in order to help people out. Therefore, their kavanah is also that they're osek mitzvah. So once, even if part of their kavanah is for this, even if they're being paid to do it also, they're sofer stam. So they're osek mitzvah all day long. They're writing tefillin, they're writing sifrei Torah, they're getting paid for it, but hopefully their kavanah is also that if you get the right sofer, their kavanah is also that they're helping people do mitzvahs. So therefore, since part of their kavanah is that the shame of the mitzvah, therefore we would still say osek b'mitzvah pater mina mitzvah. Okay, so that is in terms of a little dim of osek mitzvah pater mitzvah. There's a lot more to talk about on the sugya, but that's what's brought down over here. So let's move on. Now, moving on to see if, hey, we get into, let's say you're not osek mitzvah. Now you're osek b'dvarim shel rishus, and now zman kriyat shema comes in, but you're in the middle of doing something. Do you have to stop in the middle in order to read kriyat shema? For that matter, David and things like this, what is going to be the lach? There's a famous machlokas in the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam generally holds the cool that once you're osik in something, you don't really have to stop. Go ahead and do it. Unless, obviously, you're going to miss the zman altogether, so then you would have to stop. As long as you're not going to miss the zman, then you would not have to stop. However, the Ravid holds, once the zman starts, then you have to stop and do the mitzvah right where you are, because right now you're osik b'dvar rishus. If you're osik b'mitzvah, so you're patur min mitzvah. You're osik b'dvar rishus, why would you not have to stop to do the mitzvah? You have to stop and go ahead and do the mitzvah right now. That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. That's what's brought down over here in Siv Hei. Hay osik b'achil is in the middle of eating. Oshay abim merchatz, he's taking a shower. Oshay osik b'tispor, he's getting a haircut. Oshay amahapich ba'oro, so he's working at a tanning salon where, I mean, tans leather. Okay, works leather, prepares leather to make it into hides and make it into leather. Oshaya oskim bidin, or he is osek in din. I guess it's not a din Torah over here, which is really osek mitzvah. La Rambam gomer viachakak kori kriyacha. You finish off whatever you're going to get to finish off your haircut, get to finish the shower, whatever it might be. They're osek in that tower, and then you go out and recreate shema. Vimayami tiari, shemi yavor, zman kriya, upasak vikara, raisa mashubach. If you stop in the middle because you're afraid maybe you're going to miss Van Kriyat Shema, then Harezah Meshubach. This is a little bit misleading. It sounds like over here, if it's just like Harezah Meshubach, if you miss the time, you miss the time. We're talking about over here, if he knows for sure he's going to miss the time, then even the Rambam holds you are chayiv to stop. He's talking about over here, he's a suffix. If he's going to miss the time, so that's Harezah Meshubach if he's going to go ahead and stop. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains over here. Ula HaRaivit, but the Raivit holds Masik Vikari Afal Pishay Shuslik Ros. The Raivit holds that you have to stop and read Kriyat Shema, even though you have more time to read. You have another 3 hours to read Zman to Kriyat Shema. You would have to stop and read right now. Halacha L'maisa, we say like the following psak as the Mishnah Berurah points on, and this is how we're going to go with. This is brought down in all the halachas. This comes up in all different types of halachas where you're osik and something and you have a mitzvah in front of you. You have to stop. The following klal is the way we paskin over here in Sivkaton Kaf Gimel. Says like this, V'askamas rov ha'achronim v'kimat kula. This is the askama of almost all the achronim, da'ikr toli b'misl da'raisa b'hitcha b'heter b'yisr. We're all going to be machalik between daraisas and derabanans in kain lefize b'malacha o b'chol eloinin levad michel. Let's put eating to the side because eating has different halachas than all other things. Im hitchol kodem amud hashachar. If you start before amud hashachar, meaning before the zman of kriyat shma starts, ain't tzarich lifsok, then you don't have to stop. Im yishar lo shus ad shigemar likra kriyat shma lichpalel. If you start before the zman and you're dealing even with a mitzvah daraisa, you don't have to stop in the middle of what you're doing, unless you're afraid you're going to miss Zman Kriyat Shema if you don't. If you do this whole thing, you're going to miss Zman Kriyat Shema, then you would have to stop. But if you're not afraid you're going to miss Zman Kriyat Shema, even though by daraisa you would not have to stop. Darei Kaimalan, the comments in Peites, he's saying, Delogazu Samach L'Shachris, there's no Gezeira Samach L'Shachris. When we get to Samach L'Mincha, there's Mishnais and Masechet Shabbos, and we pass it differently when it comes to Zman Mincha, we're afraid people are going to miss Mincha. But Shachris, generally people are not going to miss Shachris, we don't have a Gezeira, you're not allowed to start Malach. V'kein, Hitchil Behet, Avolim Hitchil La'achar, Shalul Man HaShachar, but if you start whatever you're doing after the Zman Kriyat Shema has already started, the Hitchil Be'isser, Posek LeKriyat Shema D'Oraisa. If you're dealing with the D'Oraisa, you have to stop right away, even if you have more time to read. If you started Be'isser, you have to stop right away and read Kriyat Shema. Avalo LeBrachos V'lo Tefila, but when it comes to Dinim D'Rabbanan, Brachos and Tefila, even if you started Be'isser, you were not allowed to start. You started anyways, you're dealing with an Isser D'Rabbanan, a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. Over there, you do not have to stop in the middle. You're allowed to continue, obviously, if you're going to miss the Zman, then you're going to have to stop. Whenever you're done with the Malacha, Kori Kriyat Shema, Yabrach HaZipalo, V'davko Sha'adayin Yishay Lo Shus. Avim Roa Sha'azman Over, Tzarich La'hafsik Miyad. If you're going to see the Zman is going to finish quickly, then you have to stop right away. Okay? V'chol Makom She'enu Posek. Any place where you don't stop, Afilu Yavar Zman Tfilu B'tzibor, Einu Chayiv La'hafsik. Even if you're going to miss Zman Tefillah B'Tzibor, if you don't have to stop, you do not have to stop for Tefillah B'Tzibor. B'chulei, gets a little more complicated. I don't want to get into that now. So that is the halacha between D'Oraisa and D'Rabbanan. Once again, by D'Oraisa, if you started Beheter, you don't have to stop. If you started Be'Isser, even if you have more Zman, you have to stop. By D'Rabbanan, even if you started Be'Isser, you started after the Zman started, you do not have to stop. Elim Kain, unless you're not going to have time to finish off the mitzvah. Ad Kan for today. Have a great day.